Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Dreams. Talk about dreams today. You know, when I was growing on up, and you know, I had my dreams or whatever, and I tried to talk about them. My elders said to me, you know, oh, No. You got to keep them to yourself. And I was like, yeah. Well, why can't I talk about them? And they said, because they said, you know, when you have a dream, that's them on the other side communicating to you. They're communicating to you and to you alone. They're trying to tell you something. And now it's up to you to go ahead and to try and interpret that dream. Yes, you can ask questions, you know, of different things, you know. But be vague about it, you know. You know, you can get answers still, but be vague about it. You know, don't, your dream is like a seed. They said, what things do a seed need to grow? And I said, a dream seed? They said, no, a regular seed. And I said, well, I know, I guess water. They said, yeah. I said, good soil? They said, yep. And sunlight? They said, yes. And they said, now, a dream seed is kind of the same thing. You need to internalize it and keep it silent. And then put your tobacco down and talk about it to the spirits that you want to understand the message that was given to you. And then, you know, be patient and wait. Now you can go ahead and fast and those types of things, you know, for a dream. But once again, those dreams are yours and yours alone. Even the person that's putting you out, they said, no, you don't tell them either. They said that person that's putting you out should only, that's the only thing they should do is they should guide you and direct you. But not know your dream. That dream is yours and yours alone. Or your vision. Your vision is yours and yours alone. And now you got to go ahead and listen to that. Listen to what they were trying to explain to you. And then they said, in order to return that dream and those your prayers and to understand what's happening, now you got to use your mind, your imagination. They said, do you think that the Creator gave you an imagination for nothing? Well, you got to use that, and you got to imagine what you're trying to ask and send that back to the spirit world. And they will get that in a dream. And then in turn, talk back to you in the same way. You got signs, symbols, waking visions, and dreams. Those are the ways they'll communicate to you. And they said they talk to you probably 1,000 times a day. You know, you just got to be able to listen. And after a while, with more practice and more understanding and more belief and more faith in what you're doing and what's happening, they said, eventually, you know, you come to understand what was given to you and then how to use it. And so, you know, it's dreams. That's, you didn't think that the Creator gave those to you for nothing, do you? So no, there's a reason why. Use your imagination, and you have your dreams. You have your voice, your talk, your feelings even. The more feeling you put into it, the more vivid it is for them on the other side. And then again, they will turn and give you the same thing. They will communicate with you in that same manner. So that's kind of how, you know, they do it. And how I've come to understand it. And how my elders had talked to me about it and showed me. So it's not like we're talking about, you know, we're telling dreams here. It's just one way of how it was done or explained. And that's just how it is. And, you know, we can go ahead and help each other and communicate with each other about these things. So, once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning on in and listening, and we'll talk again next week. Aho, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.